Now, do you have much experience with beauty pageants? Well, if you do, it's probably with the humankind. But on the Arabian Peninsula, a different kind of beauty pageant takes place. Camel beauty pageants. And yes, you heard right. Thousands of one-humped or dromedary camels compete to become Miss Camel. But how do they win? What makes a camel beautiful? And how do these pageants even work? I am so excited to say that I've got Professor Jaime Gungara on the line. He's from Sydney University and he specialises in animal and wildlife genetics and genomics. He's worked with the Omani Camel Racing Federation to develop criteria for camels competing in the pageants. Jaime, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you for having me today.
So could you tell us just how big and important are camel beauty pageants in the Arabian Peninsula?
It's very important for the Middle East and the Arabian Peninsula, especially because this is part of their culture. Camels have been very important in developing these societies, in economy, in transport, in providing food, but also in providing some kind of entertainment, if we can say, for humans. So they are part of their culture.
And so what exactly does, and this is the big question, what makes a camel beautiful?
Okay, this is, has been a process of learning for me as well. As you mentioned earlier, I am working on wildlife genetics and genomics, investigating the DNA of crocodiles, platypuses, wild pigs, peccaries, and other animals from Australia and overseas. And years ago, I was approached by some colleagues in the Middle East, in particular in Oman, if I would be interested to investigate with some Omani students the beauty of camels. That was a surprise to me. So when they mentioned the word beauty camels, and I said, oh, what is a beauty camel? And I started learning more about this. And with the time, I was learning that, for instance, the bright coat, the long neck, the large head, the shapely hump, or the pendulous lips that makes a camel beautiful.
And so how did you, I guess, get involved in developing these camel criteria?
Because it was a kind of situation in Oman. I am talking about Oman because it's my major center of involvement in this project, where the traditional way that people assess and rank camels for in beauty competitions is a traditional system. When there are some judges with a lot of experience, but they make decisions based on some kind of discussions that they have between them. And then the decisions are communicated to the audience and to the owners of those camels. And there was or has been some kind of insatisfaction, if we can say, in terms of the decisions. So people start thinking and asking to the judges, is the evidence of the results in terms of ranking those camels. So we thought that with this study, we can try to translate this kind of traditional system that is based on qualitative characters into more quantitative characters to assist, not to replace, to assist the judges in terms of making better decisions so everybody will be happy, the owners of the camels, the public, and of course, the camels themselves.
I read as well, there's actually a couple of recorded cases of cheating in camel beauty pageants. How does one cheat in a camel beauty pageant?
Well, one of the things that you need to take into account, and sorry if I smile a little bit, but you need to take into account is that there are big prizes. And we are talking about millions of dollars.
Oh, wow.
And what is happening there is that possibly no, or not in all countries, but just a small number of the owners of those camels may have injected, for instance, Botox to make the lips more pendulous or to increase some characteristics or to change the color of the coat because there are some kind of criteria about this. So they have made this kind of cosmetic changes, but people the judges are very they know pretty well about these characteristics, so they can identify this kind of artificial changes.
Well, just before I let you go, Jaime, are there any camel beauty pageants in Australia, or do you think we'll have any anytime soon?
Okay, I understand we have possibly a good number of feral camels in Australia that were introduced, if I am right, from Afghanistan or from that region, and they they have been used in different ways. I understand that, and I will answer the question at the end, but they have been used, for instance, by an indigenous corporation to export meat to the Middle East. They have been used by the milk industry to establish a new emerging industry about milk camel. People say that it has a lot of properties, and also there are some kind of racing competitions. I am not sure where in northern Australia that is happening, but I am not aware of beauty competitions in Australia. But will be important if we can establish possibly for the tourism industry a camel beauty competition using Australian standards for assessing beauty.
Well, fingers crossed we see one soon. Jaime, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
You are welcome, and thank you for having me.
That was Jaime Ngongora. He is the Professor of Animal and Wildlife Genetics and Geonomics at Sydney University, telling us about what makes a camel beautiful on the Arabian Peninsula.